Welcome to Reshaping Workflows with Dell Pro Precision and NVIDIA, where innovation meets real-world impact in high-performance computing.
Live from GTC, this is Reshaping Workflows with Dell Pro Precision and NVIDIA RTX GPUs. I'm here with my new favorite friend, and I'm losing my voice because I've done 100 of these, Paul Logan. So Paul Logan, tell everyone what you do at NVIDIA.
Well, Logan, thank you so much for asking. I am the Senior Product Marketing Manager for Enterprise Game Development at NVIDIA. What that means is I help companies like Activision, like Sony, like Blizzard, accelerate their game development and reduce costs so that they can get to market quicker.
So senior, is that you just adding that because you're trying to feel special? Did you actually get promoted?
I do feel special, and I've always had that role, actually, Logan. So maybe you just didn't recognize.
Honestly, I feel kind of bad. I didn't know you were a senior. So GTC is where all the hotness happens, all the new things. Yeah. What are the big things from NVIDIA with game dev happening at GTC? What are the big announcements?
Okay, in terms of big announcements, obviously, we just announced DLSS5. That's neural rendering for game engines. You can see all the information about it in the GTC keynote, and there's also going to be a lot of information coming out for press. That's probably the biggest thing holistically in terms of how we're going to affect the gaming industry. For enterprise gaming specifically, we are also announcing an upcoming blueprint for MCP agentic code development. That's something that we actually have a talk with EA here at the conference. It's going to be really impactful in terms of reducing token costs for entire studios that are trying to generate code across the entire development workflow. Okay. And finally, we have a big pitch, a big push here on RTX Pro Server for an NVIDIA vGPU for virtualizing your entire game studio's development workflow. From artists to game developers to AI researchers to quality assurance, all of that can be done on virtualized GPU infrastructure.
I love that. So tell us a little bit more about the MCP agentic agent. Is this, making NPC type characters? Tell us just a little bit more about the workflow and the blueprint.
Yeah, definitely. So the workflow itself is basically, let's say you're a large game dev studio. You have maybe 500 gigabytes of legacy code in C++. You've been working in Unreal or a custom branch for a long time, and right now all of your programmers are programming on Claude Code. I don't know if you've probably programmed on Claude
Code. I have.
You've looked at the prices of Claude Code.
It's expensive.
It's expensive, and we absolutely love our partners here, and obviously Anthropic's models produce some of the best results. But what we have done is we've wired up kind of Quencoder Next on Claude Code, and then directed it towards an MCP that we have custom developed. So an MCP server is, it basically indexes all of the code in these large repos and then makes informed prompting decisions instead of actually just doing the raw prompts. So we enrich the prompts, and then we go and we do a vector search on those enriched prompts to get full context. And one of the things that's really important here is we do automated syntax chunking. So instead of just grabbing random blobs of code from the entire database or from the entire code base, we go in and we grab context-aware chunks. So you grab the entire function for collision on bullets, or we grab the entire function for day and night cycles. And so that way, when you actually are going and querying, instead of getting like a blob or a chunk that might not have everything you absolutely need to know, you are getting exactly what you need from an enriched prompt, and that increases code accuracy from anywhere from 25% on a base model to up to 90% on a fully fine-tuned model.
I'm blown away, Paul Logan. This is why I flagged you down. So, NVIDIA GTC, game dev, Paul Logan, always a pleasure. Check it out, and we'll see you on the next one.
This podcast was produced in partnership with Amaze Media Lab.